You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What are we doing?
Doing a lot. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys went up 215-592-9494.
I got to take another bite of this cheese steak.
Ooh, this food is delicious.
Give me about 2 seconds.
Wow, we are live today from the Deco Food Hall, the grand reopening, accompanying, of course, accompanied by the unveiling of Angelo's Wilmington. Come on out. This place is awesome. My first time here, Hugh. We got to get back here again. So the place is awesome. The people are out, the atmosphere. And then we just got a chance to hang out with the mayor, Danny from Angelo's, and we got to take a photo. We got to have the first bite as they open up the Angelo's location here. They made cheesesteaks for everyone. They made me this veggie sandwich on the roll.
How's that look good?
That's the cedar roll that they use for this. Whew!
Yeah, this cheesesteak was banging.
It's incredible. Come on out, hang out with us. There's all these restaurants in here, including Angelo's, now in Wilmington. 215-592-9494. All right, your reaction to everything we've been talking about today. And can we just quit? I don't want to spend a whole hour on this.
Can we
readdress the AJ Brown Instagram post from yesterday?
Do we have to?
Yes. Because I was driving in today and I heard a lot of great callers on the morning show. Mm-hmm. And this got brought up, right? Of course it did. And people were chiming in. And it really, I forget, I think it might have been a caller who kind of, you ever hear something from someone else's perspective and it triggers something in your head? So I heard a caller react to it this morning on the morning show. And I started thinking about the AJ post. And we brought it up yesterday. If you missed an AJ Brown Instagram post yesterday, quote, using me but not using me. And we kind of unpacked what it meant. And I realized as I was listening to a caller this morning on the morning show that we ignored when it happened. It's not just always the what, it's the when, right? It's not just the why. What was yesterday, Hugh?
BG Day.
Brandon Graham unretired yesterday. Future Eagles Hall of Famer, one of the great players in franchise history, is coming back to the team to try to help them win another Super Bowl. That was the story of yesterday.
Yes.
AJ Brown chose yesterday to make the story about him. That's annoying. Like, not that, like, the subject or the words, who cares? Like, it's just AJ being cryptic like always, right?
Yes.
It's the fact that he's got... It's always about A.J. Brown. It's always about him. When they're not throwing the ball, it's about him. When they're throwing the ball, it's about him. Cryptic stuff, post-game stuff, locker room stuff. You know they're going to be asked about this week. He's made himself the story again. He couldn't... Like on Sunday, what's the story? Well, Jalen Hurts' best career day. No, wait. Don't forget about me. I'm A.J. Brown. I'm going to have the moment people are talking about after the game by yelling into the camera. Yesterday, BG Day. He's back. He's rejoining the Eagles. No. Don't forget about me. It's exhausting. He has to be the story all the time. Like, and I know someone's listening right now, like, well, Joe, you don't have to talk about it. He doesn't have to post it. He's the one choosing to post it. I promise you, I will not be looking on his Instagram for something. If he posts something or his Twitter or whatever, then we're going to talk about it. He chooses to post it. It's annoying, Hugh. He's a great football player, obviously, and he had 2 touchdowns on Sunday. They wouldn't have won without it. That's great. But this stuff is just annoying. He chose again yesterday to make it about him. It annoyed me.
You know, Joe, it's I didn't look at it like that, but I get what you're saying. And here's the thing. It kind of adds validity to what I talked about yesterday. And I'm not saying I told you so, but this is what we do. This is our job. This is what we are tasked to do. And when I said yesterday that there's potentially not everybody going to be happy about BG coming back, I give you Exhibit A. You chose that moment to do that. Now, I'm not mad at AJ or anything like that, because I feel like deep down inside, that's just who AJ is. You know what I mean? AJ wants to win. And I'm going to tell you, like, some of the guys that I've talked to have said, I don't want a receiver on my squad who doesn't want the football or who doesn't feel the way that he feels. Because when you look at it, when it boils down to it, most of those guys that are like that are really successful.
Sure. It's kind of woven into their personality.
It's almost like being in a relationship with a significant other where you like everything about them except that when they see you talking to anybody on any level, they just snap out. Mm. You have to.
But that would get old after a while.
It does get old, but there are certain things that happen throughout the course of that relationship that makes it tolerable. And that's what we're dealing with when it comes to AJ. We saw the greatness that was AJ Brown this week.
Yeah, of course. It's there.
And to your point, Joe, it is telling. I'm not saying that he did that, but there is something to the timing of him making that post on the day, off day. Number one is an off day. You know, off day at NFL. They go back to work today, the week before you get ready to go Giants week. You know? So, I mean, I get that. But, hey, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, man.
I know.
Okay. You got to take the good with the bad.
And I know you could say it's maybe a coincidence. I don't know, man. Like, yesterday, AJ's just like anybody else, right? He's on his phone a lot, especially the younger generation.
Yeah.
What was everything he saw yesterday was about Brandon Graham.
And, yeah.
And, of course, right? He unretired yesterday. He's an Eagles great coming back to try to help the team. And to make yesterday, don't forget about me. Talk about me. Comment on, like, just enough. Just enough. It's become to the point where it's enough of the AJ Brown stuff. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Your reaction to all this, has the Eagles passing game fully turned a corner here? I believe it's turned a corner. We're better. We are a better passing game now, with AJ's part of it, obviously, than we were in the month of September. Your reaction to that? Sixers, are you excited as the season starts tonight? And the Bryce Harper stuff, my antenna's up on this one. Something is going on. I don't think it's nothing. And I am watching this situation. With Boris firing back yesterday, Joel Sherman, and Hugh makes a very fair point. If you're discrediting Joel Sherman because you don't like what he says, you're acting foolish. Like, the guy's been reporting on baseball I remember reading him when I was a kid. Like, he's been around for 25, 30 years.
But see, that's what people – it's called copium. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's called copium.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know, using your brain and thinking about, hey, maybe there's something here, you just want to poo-poo it.
Yeah, and that's silly. 215-592-9494. Chuck and Mount Airy up on WIP. Hey, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio here?
Chuck.
What's up, man?
As I'm driving in, right, I'm thinking about this, right? That Bryce Harper situation, it's when there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I mean? Smoke, there's fire. Now, it's been very interesting, and I tell you, things are not looking too good for the Phillies, if they let Bryce Harper go. I'm just going to leave it at that. But I want to say something, Joe Gilio. I want to give you your flowers, man. You know, I love listening to you because you're so refreshing. Meaning, you think like I do at times. You know what I mean? And I like the way you think sometimes, because all I hear on this radio station about the 76ers and the Eagles offense is they get back. You know, if they get healthy, they can beat anybody in the league. The Eagles are going to be there at the end of the year. But I just want to say this about the Sixers thing, right? All I hear is Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid, Joel Embiid. You know, this ain't 2014 or 15. He had his shot. Okay, and he fell to, you know, cash in on what he had golden opportunities to become a champion or, be, you know, solidify his name and greatness here. And he failed to do that. Now you're going to try to tell me that we're going to take away from these young guys, you know what I mean? Because I still think that Maxey has a lot that he's involved in for. He's going to involve into a 26, 27 point per night score and a bona fide all-star. He hasn't hit his ceiling yet. He knows how to play with that weight on him now, you know what I'm saying? And he's going to be a baller. And VJ has some guys the limit. And then you got Quentin Grimes and McCain coming back. These young cats, man. And that guy in the center, a bonus. You know, he plays like a Serge Ibaka type, Clint Capella type guy. You know, block shots, rebounds, plays the center position the right way. And all we can talk about is the injured Joel Embiid, who's never come through in the clutch for us. And I like that he set the record straight. I don't care about Joel Embiid right now. I really don't. And for people to sit up here and say, we need Joel Embiid to be successful, you know, those guys are coming on in the afternoon show. That's all you're going to hear this afternoon drive, especially because they love Joel Embiid. They're bootlickers of Joel Embiid. And you're insane if you think that we need him at this point to become successful. He had his opportunity for us to need him to become successful, and he has never cashed in on it. Never.
Okay. Never. Now, and now his, Chuck, his time has passed. He's still here, so we got to deal with that. But Chuck Kufunkel, his time has passed, though. And I know he's still on the team, but he's not why I'm excited to watch basketball tonight. I know he's going to be out there, and he at one point was an MVP-caliber player.
Hall of Famer.
Sure, he's going to the Hall of Fame. But those days have passed. I don't expect that anymore. I'm going to give you a comparison to where I think the transition is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Sixers now remind me of the Eagles 2009-2010. Donovan was at the end.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And if you were getting excited, it was about LeSean McCoy
Shady, yeah.
and DeSean Jackson, right? That's why that team you kind of thought maybe could become something in the coming years. And whatever, that didn't work out the way people hoped, right? Chip came in and destroyed the whole thing. But those guys could play, right? That's why there was reason to be excited those years with the Eagles. It wasn't Donovan at the end. Donovan was very close to the end of his career. That's the way I view Joel. I don't care how many years he has left on his contract. I don't think he's going to play basketball in 3 years.
He gave him a ton of
breaks. Yeah, but like, I just think we're fooling ourselves if it's like, oh, if we could just keep Joel healthy and they... No.
Well,
no.
I hear you, but they did just give him a lot of money.
And that's their fault.
And okay, but I still feel like they're going to try. It's going to be interesting to see what tonight looks like and how they run this offense and if they try to run it through Joel like they did in the past. If I was a betting man, which I am, $2, I bet a $2 bet that they do run the offense through Joel. I think that's what they're... No, I'm saying, I mean, think about it. He's the elder statesman. He's the Hall of Famer. And he's the guy that, in the past, you've tried to build this team around.
Yeah,
right?
You know what could happen? He could slow them down.
And that's true, Joe, but what other recourse do you have? Because he's the big ticket. Like, at the end of the day, most people that are going to be tuning into this game tonight, if you're being realistic, they're not tuning in for the young guys. They're tuning in to see what Joel is potentially doing.
Those people are crazy.
Well, we are. Yeah, that would be me.
No,
that would be us.
I understand there's a reason to want to see if the big fella has it still. But Aren't we walking the plank with this thing?
Yeah, we are.
He may have it tonight. Is he going to have it in January? Probably not. Like, how many times do you have to see the same thing before you say, I'm done with this?
How many more years did he sign for?
Too many.
That's what I'm saying. So that's how many more times I'm going to look and see
what
it is.
But at least, last year, the year before, what else did we have? But now we actually have some young guys that, and I know McCain is out right now with a thumb injury, but there are three players here that could lead them out of the Embiid-George nonsense.
Yeah.
They could.
Yeah, but and I don't know this for sure, but I feel like tonight is going to be more of you're going to try to get the big fella going. I really do believe that.
Living in the past, Douglas.
No, I'm not living in the past. Mm. It's just that when you talk about the financials of this situation that we're talking about, he's the guy that they've tried to run this offense through all this time. Well, and when he was hurt, they gave him money. So, I think they're going to try to do that.
Well, then Nick Nurse is going to get fired at the end of the season. All right, this segment brought to you by Meineke. It's football season. Make sure your car is game day ready. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. Jay in Philly's up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Jay, what's up, pal?
Hey, man. Hey, look, man. So we debate if a team is ready to trade a guy who the last 3 years he's led the team, they've lost in the first playoff round that they played. He often gets hurt, and you feel like he seems much older than he is, and he wants more money. And we're sitting here talking about, oh, my God, are they really going to trade him? Yeah, better players have been traded from better situations. So it's not impossible, man. And if he goes, what did he do? So I'll ask you this. Is his tenure, if he don't win a World Series, is he better in the city than Donovan McNabb was?
No. Jay, I would say even probably not better.
Look how we did Donovan, man. So who cares about man? And Donovan was drafted here. He was our guy. This guy came to us. So guess what? See you later. And that's all I got to say about that. The passing game, I don't think we've turned the corner. We'll be up and down. The offensive line is hurt. We got a running game that's not non-existent. So there'll be times where we can run against teams, pass against teams, and then there's times where since we can't do nothing else, it's going to be, up and down. But as long as we look great going into the playoffs, that's all it matters. We stack wins, I'm not scared of none of those teams you mentioned. I'm not scared of Sam Darnold in a playoff game. Get real. I'm not scared of Jared Goff if we can stop the running game of Detroit. I'm not scared of Jared Goff in a big game. I'm not scared of Jordan Love in a big game. So these teams in the NFC look good, but everybody has a weakness, and none of those teams scare me because we can get at their weakness.
Jay, I think that's fair. I don't think there is the best team in football is probably not in the NFC. It might be the Chiefs again in the AFC, right? But I would also say, and Jay, good phone call, Hugh, right now teams, I'm sure the Lions and Seahawks and Rams look at the Eagles and say, we're not scared of that.
No, that.
Like right now.
No, I'm here to tell you, I hear what you're saying, bro, but Detroit Lions look physical.
Sure.
They look physical.
What's to me, what the challenge of the NFC this is going to be this year is 1 through 7 or 8 all look good. So it's going to be a gauntlet to get through it, especially if we don't have home field. Now, home field will change things. You only have to play two games, right? Two home games to get to the Super Bowl. That's a difference. But to win
but
three games and maybe two on the road, that
physical.
Yeah, well, they do.
They look fit. I mean, and that's the thing, man. I mean, it's you're never supposed to be afraid of anybody, but you respect what you see. And right now, with that two-pronged attack, them running the football and what Jared Goff has been able to do, I mean, they look physical.
Yeah, and look, for the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl again, they're going to have to get better from where they are right now.
Yeah.
Right? The team they are today is not ready. I mean, and now they have time. And luckily, the division does not look as deep as it was. The Commanders don't look as good as they did last year. Right?
Dakota looked like he's doing his thing.
You starting to be afraid of the Cowboys?
No, I'm just saying.
All right, hold on.
Just figured out that I was vibrating at a higher frequency.
Can I ask the question a different way? Because I know you don't want to say you're afraid of the Cowboys.
I'm not afraid
of
anybody.
Do you have your eye on the Cowboys?
Well, I would say this. When we were talking about the division
and
who would be our biggest opponent,
we thought
we didn't think it was going to be. We didn't think it was going to be
Cowboy Quinn. Cowboy Quinn.
Okay, yeah, he was vibrating on a higher frequency.
And I have vision, third eye,
and he has vision, third eye. I give him his props.
But now they look like the second best team.
They do. They don't have a good defense. They only if they had a pass rush.
If only they could find an elite pass rusher. I wonder where they can get one of those. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here to hop in on all these things, including the Bryce Harper situation. We played the audio from Dombrowski last week. Joel Sherman saying he would not be surprised if there was a trade this offseason. I am officially monitoring this Bryce Harper situation. Something is going on here. If you don't see it,
then you're an idiot.
Well, I didn't want to put it that bluntly, but something's wrong with you.
You're not that bright.
Something's going on here. Again, if this was the kind of organization where this happened every year, Hugh, then you kind of roll your eyes, right? Like, but that's not who the Phillies typically are. They're not like, hey, we might trade our players, rumor team.
And then you could have worded what you worded about Bryce a little bit better because you've done it before. Yeah. You've done it before. That's where, to me, there's something to this.
Something.
There's somewhere. If you'd be foolish not to think that there's a rift somewhere because of the way he answered the question
right,
or the way he framed the question.
When you go back,
for the answer.
Like, I know they have a lot of contracts they got to give out this offseason, so I've seen some theories out there, like maybe they want to move the Harper contract so they have more money. His contract really isn't that prohibitive. I think he has 6 years, $144 left on his deal.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the modern game, that's not that much money, right? Like, yeah, maybe he's not elite anymore, but he's not super overpaid, right? He doesn't get paid $50 million. Like, Soto just signed for, like, $50 million a year. Harper gets paid, like, $26 a year, so...
Yeah, they ain't like his blunt. It's going to hurt your cap that much.
Right, like, exactly. Like, if the contract stays what it is, it's not hurting them. So that tells me he wants more money, like we've heard before, or they're getting tired of this whole thing. Mike in Morristown's up. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Mike. What's up?
Yeah, so I think, you know, Jalen Hurts had a fantastic game, but the Eagles were still 3 out of 10 on third down. They had 13 first downs and the Vikings had 21. So their passing game was, like, better, and, you know, Jalen Hurts throws a great deep ball. But when they need to sustain drives, like, middle of the field, at those middle passes, I just don't think they've shown enough to be able to say, okay, they can beat the teams in the playoffs. Because in the playoffs, the teams are not going to throw pick sixes and score field goals. They're going to score touchdowns. And we're going to need to sustain drive and, you know, if we want to get to where we want to go. So I think I need to see more, especially in kind of that middle of the field passing game and also, of course, the running game.
So, Mike, overall, I agree with you. Like, the Eagles, as a team, have not turned the corner yet, right? Like, they haven't at all the facets are not working together the way they were at the end last year for me to feel like, all right, here we go. We're going to reel off 6, 7, 8 wins in a row. But specifically the passing game, Mike, has been better the last 3 weeks. Like, if I add it all together 3 weeks in a row, it's not perfect, Mike, but it's a lot better than September.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you. But, you know, I think that the problems that are going to show up later are going to be, okay, Jalen holding onto the ball, still probably a little too long. And, like, those middle-of-the-field passes, you're going to need to complete a lot more of those, you know, to really be, like, an elite passing offense. Because they can't be middle of the field passing offense and 30 out of 32 in the rushing and good anywhere.
Well, yeah, and especially with the defense not as dominant as it was last year. Mike agreed. It's going to be hard. The one thing, Hugh, when you go to last week, it's funny. Kyle mentioned this earlier. A lot of Jalen's throws were kind of like running around and bombing it down the field.
Improvised.
It wasn't as much on schedule. Like, just drop back. Like, the Devontae one was. That was a design, drop back, boom, you know, hit the back foot hit, and he let it go. But the other ones, like the first touchdown, he kind of waited. There was good protection on that, and he kind of told AJ, keep going, right? And he bombed it up to him. It was more like broken plays for the passing on Sunday.
Yeah, no. I was replaying them in my head. Yeah, it was, and that's where we have to get better. Because I remember one play, AJ stopped running. And he told him keep running.
That was the first touchdown.
Yeah, they keep running. So yeah, you have to be on time. That defense was playing. You know, you had to. The advantage in the secondary against that secondary of the Minnesota Vikings.
Right.
But it's not going to be like that. You know, when you talk about going up against the New York Giants, that defensive line, get after you a little bit. They got some good young Thundercats up front. You're going to have to have those scheduled throws. They're going to make it hard for you to improvise.
Well, and it's also ironic because Jalen was almost perfect on Sunday, but he missed he threw the ball. The one bad – he had, like, one not good throw Sunday. That was the – second to last throw he made, he threw the ball behind AJ on the slant. Like,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes Jalen, the little things, the simple things he doesn't do well, like a 6-yard slant, he throws it behind AJ Brown, but then he has a perfect bomb down the field and the whole thing ends up working. 215-592-9494. All right, we are live today at the Deco Food Hall in Wilmington. Did you finish your cheesesteak yet? Or you're
not
about
yet.
To do
I'm gonna smash and we go to break.
Yeah, the food here is incredible. Come on out. You didn't get any of the what do you call it? It's the Mediterranean.
Mediterranean.
Yeah,
you get that yet.
You might get some of that.
Some more Mediterranean.
I was looking around to see what they have here. So they have sushi, obviously Angelo's Pizza, and cheesesteaks, Mediterranean.
They got some tacos.
Tacos, pizza. Some of the pizza, that's what they brought us last week. The food's incredible. Come on out. There's a coffee shop as well. Come on out. Deco in.
They got a bar in here, too. Like, if you come at night, you can get banged up.
Well, you did ask before the show started.
I did, but I was being funny, but they did say the bar about the open.
A very nice lady asked us if they can get us anything, and we just had a little coffee right before the show. Man, but you did joke that,
shots.
Like, is the bar open?
Like, yeah, some beers or whatever. She said, the bar opens at what, noon?
Yeah, she thought you were serious. She was like, it's 11 o'clock.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah,
I wasn't.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. All right, 215-592-9494. It feels to me like the Eagles' passing game has turned the corner. Agree or disagree on what you're seeing over the last couple of weeks here? Sixers opening night. Are you excited?
And yes.
I am too. And again, it's not about Joel Embiid, though. I'm not excited for that. I'm excited for VJ Edgecombe and Maxey and a team that runs and a team that they can't hurt me this year. Like, if they win 35 games, I'm not going to scream and yell.
You can't hurt me anymore.
They won, they win 25, 26 games last year?
You can't hurt me.
You can't hurt me anymore.
You can't hurt me.
That's over. And the Bryce Harper situation is Scott Boras fires back. I officially have my eye on it. Do you, with the Phillies and Bryce Harper, it feels like something is going on here. And for the first time, there's some turbulence in this relationship. More calls on all that. Plus, the segment everyone waits for every week, you are updated. NFL quarterback power rankings. The top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Jalen Hurts was out of my top 10 last week. Did he get back in? With a perfect passer rating. We'll get to that next. Midday Show live from Deco Food Hall in Wilmington on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.